I Broadcasting presents Curtis 50 Cent Jackson as Marcus in Get Rich or Die Tryin'. Voiced by Neville Watchhurst on behalf of MCS Agency. The shining stars of the Paramount logo stream out and encircle the backlit mountain peak. The letters ISA appear in a rough-edged, gritty typeface. In smaller letters appear the words Interscope Shady Aftermath Films. The blue orb of the Earth from space is reflected in the domed visor of an astronaut's helmet. The spaceman sits, surrounded by a whole audience of others in cinema seats, nursing buckets of popcorn. The MTV Music Television Films logo appears. The following track plays on the stereo of a Jeep being driven by a group of mainly black youths who mouth the lyrics as they check their guns.
I would do it, boy. You know why we are. I would do it, boy. With the back of steel. I would do it, boy. You can't be peeled. I would do it, boy. Your ass can get killed. I would do it, boy. You know why we are. I would do it, boy. With the back of steel. I would do it, boy. You can't be peeled. I would do it, boy. Your ass can get killed.
Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. That's four niggas riding strapping grandpa's Cadillac. The voice in my head say fuck all these niggas. Then I start thinking I should rob all these niggas. Man, my homies, they wanna do whatever I wanna do. I say I wanna eat, this is shit, we won't eat too. Let's ride around, find a nigga stunting on Front Street. With the shines on, niggas be looking like lunch meat. I run up on a nigga, pop one on the floor. Tell him come up off that shit before we start popping some more. Fuck a ski mask. Man, niggas know who I is. I got a full clip, and niggas know I get biz.
I whoop your head, boy. You know why I will. I whoop your head, boy. With the back of the steel. I whoop your head, boy. Your cap can get peeled. I whoop your head, boy. Your ass can get killed. I whoop your head, boy. You know why I will. I whoop your head, boy.
I'm up early in the morning, trying to make a move. We coming in when you're shorty, take your little one to school. Even though she caused the drama, you love your baby mama. I hit her with the llama to get this cake. Give us the coke, the cash, the combo to the safe. If she don't know it, damn, okay, we'll wait. I'll play with your kid on the couch while your bitch on the phone. With a gun to her head saying, daddy, come home. You was ballin', poppin', bubbly, didn't think it'd get ugly. And the whole shit is lovely until they go bad. Now you can pray for a miracle and God might be hearing you in the nine to jam right in my hand.
I whoop your head, boy. You know why I will. I whoop your head, boy. With the back of the steel. I whoop your head, boy. Your cap can get peeled. I whoop your head, boy. Your ass can get killed. I whoop your head, boy. You know why I will. I whoop your head, boy. With the back of the steel.
Let's do this.
The gang hold up the occupants of an office.
Relax. Take it easy. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Run in the back. Lay your ass fucking back.
Put the money back. Where the hunters at? Where the hunters at? In the fucking back.
What you got over there?
Only ones. Fucking fives.
They take the back.
Make one move and I'm gonna blow your head off.
You stop fucking moving, all right?
Get out.
What a big bill.
What y'all got in there?
Oh, hurry up, hurry up. Doug.
There's the rest of the lotters there.
Hundreds.
See, now I'm trying real hard with you motherfuckers. I'm trying to understand you. Where's the fucking lotters at? Where's the money?
You know the gado? You know who you're fucking with?
Yeah. You know who you fucking with? You fucking with Majestic's crew. Hey, bitch. Come here. Which one's your fucking mom? Hey, bitch. It's your kid right here. Now I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna blow his little head off, okay? One.
That's enough. Let's go.
Two. Where's the money?
Let's go.
Let's go!
I said, let's go.
Oh, baby, come on. How you gonna do this shit right now?
I told you don't shoot nobody. First thing you do when we walk, this motherfucker shoot somebody.
Cause that's what I do. I kill motherfuckers, you know that? You know, till I met you, I didn't even get no respect from anybody, you know? None worth, you know, mentioning. But I fucking love you. I'd do anything for you.
This motherfucker's crazy.
I'm your fucking man. Where's the fucking money?
I said, let's go, nigga.
Don't call me a fucking nigga, man. You gonna call me a nigga in front of these motherfucking Colombians? Where's the fucking money?
I said, I don't
I said, let's go.
All right, since that's all I am, a nigga, take your fucking money, and you shoot this nigga, and go on with your bitch-ass life. If you're gonna be a man and shoot me, motherfucker! Give it to me!
A group of heavily armed Colombians, mainly women, burst into the office. They repel the gang while trying to get back the young hostage.
Take it easy!
Please!
Take it easy! Get your
ass out! Come on!
Let's go! No, Caroline! Kill you!
Marcus, the gangster with the conscience, pushes the boy towards the armed woman. The gang drive the jeep into a rundown cul-de-sac. They all get out, and Marcus ignites a lighter and drops it into the boot through the rear window shot out by the Colombian woman. As the blaze takes hold, the gang members file away to their awaiting cars. Marcus drops a hold-all into the boot of his own white Mercedes. Another gangster follows him out in a brown Cadillac. Driving down a steep city street, Marcus gets a tip-off from a youth rolling at speed down the hill in a wheelchair. Sure enough, a police car is waiting at the next junction. Marcus calmly hangs a left. The white Merc pulls into a space at the curb of a broad residential street. Marcus gets out, pulling off his jacket and going round to the boot. A hooded and masked figure carrying a gun prowls out from between the parked cars at Marcus's back. The figure stops, then walks towards Marcus, his gun raised. The gunman peers from behind the vehicle he has been using as cover. Marcus is now crawling across the roadway. He turns and puts up his hand as the gunman approaches.
High in there. Staring down the barrel of that gun. I knew I was about to die. I don't know why I was expecting my father to rescue me. I realize I've been looking for him all my life. This is my search. That's my mom. Those were the days. Problem was, everyone was in love with my mom, so anyone could be my dad. One thing I was certain of, I didn't have a white daddy. And sure as hell, he wasn't a cop. Black or white. Spent a lot of time at my grandmother's. That was a crowded house with 8 miles to feed, not including me.
Anybody know how these things work, huh?
Help your granddaddy. Show me how it does work.
What you want, football?
Yeah, football.
Here you go.
Boy, he's a genius, huh?
Can you watch him for an hour?
Katrina, you know I'll watch him.
Thank you.
I don't want that money. Katrina said I don't need that money. He's family. Why do you keep leaving him like this, Katrina?
Bye.
That's my Uncle Deuce.
You look after him, okay?
Pay you back.
He was the oldest and the meanest.
What's going on, homie?
You okay?
It's Saturday.
Mama's gotta work to buy you those sneakers. Smile. I love you.
I love you too.
I gotta go, okay?
Okay.
Marcus's mother, dressed to kill, leaves him standing forlornly in his grandma's front room.
Hey, Marcus, you coming out?
Can I go out?
Go on.
The grandparents look on ruefully as Marcus runs down the steps with the group of youngsters who have come calling.
Mama!
That boy got the bug bad.
I knew my mom sold drugs, but it didn't mean nothing to me but good sneakers and school clothes. She always made sure I had the best of everything.
When you're ready, I'll be ready, so you let me know. Any way you want to go, girl, I'm down to go. Young Caesar busting through with the incredible flow. You ain't never heard an MC like this before. Turn a boombox up, let the sounds play. Run DMC, Cool J and WA. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time. Best friend, girl, I wanna make you mine. Best friend, girl, you know I think you're fine. Best friend, together me and you. Hey, Mom.
It's 3 a.m.
It is?
So who's your best friend?
Nobody. Anybody. A girl.
Promise me that you're gonna treat the girls right.
What?
Promise me that you're gonna treat the girls right.
Okay. Are you all right, Mom?
Uh-huh. Marcus's mum drives. She clocks a dealer on the corner.
Fucking Slim, what are you doing here?
That's the purest coke right there, baby.
Don't get out of the car.
Marcus looks out through the car window as his mum marches purposefully over the road.
What's going on? What you doing, huh? What you doing? You handling your business? Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing?
I got shit on my boots.
What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here.
Get your ass. What the fuck?
Stay there.
I'll chew your ass. I'll chew your ass. You'll kill my ass, bitch. You hear me? I'll kill you. I'll chew your ass up and kill you, bitch. Majestic told me I could work this corner. You hear me, bitch?
Stay off my fucking
fuck. I said fuck you, fuck. I said fuck you. Fuck him.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out.
Rick James looking motherfucker.
Hey, wrong. Fuck you, bitch. Trina, Trina. I look better than Majestic.
Get the fuck over me.
Trina.
Shut the fuck up, Majestic.
Hey, wait.
Go back to prison. Why'd you get out of the car? Why did you get out of the car?
I was going to protect you.
She looks down at the small boy standing holding the steering wheel lock. Protecting her had been a challenge for the beefy and streetwise Majestic. She hugs him. Marcus sits in a diner, posting off a cassette tape.
That motherfucking nigga Slim trying to play me, and then Majestic's bitch ass trying to come in and shit. I mean, where the fuck is he?
The thing is, parents think you see nothing. You see everything.
Oh, I think you're fine. Best friend.
Mom, that's private.
First we get to talking, then we get to touching. When we get past the phone games, we'll be humping. I kiss like the French do, put my tongue in your ear. Do it like the dogs do it, girl, and pull on your hair. From me, different scenery, just me to different positions. In the bushes, hide and seek, I could get next to you, listen. When you're ready, I'll be ready, so you let me know. Any way you wanna go, girl, I'm down to go. Young Caesar busting through.
Where did you get this?
Marcus.
I hate you.
The girl's parents seem to be taking her somewhere.
See you later.
Okay.
I'll be back tonight.
Charlene's stepdad sent her away to live with her grandparents.
The girl, sitting in the back seat, waves across the road to Marcus. He waves back.
My mom was supposed to come pick me up that night. She never arrived.
A shadowy figure sprinkles petrol over his mother's dead body.
Neighbors said they heard voices raised in a jealous rage. Soon after that, the dogs were heard barking. After that, flames were seen coming from the window.
The profile of the shadowy figure of the arsonist and presumably murderer goes out through the front door. Fire tenders pull up outside the house, now thoroughly ablaze. Marcus's sad-faced grandfather sits at one of a row of school desks. A schoolteacher discreetly approaches Marcus's grandma, who stares dejectedly out into the schoolyard. Outside, a teacher singles Marcus out from the milling crowd of kids. He turns and looks up towards his grandma. Marcus sits in the corridor, a bitter expression on his face.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my...
I was wondering whether my father would show up to the funeral.
My head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Maybe even a killer. For all I know, they were the same person.
Marcus stands at the graveside. He eyes the knot of male mourners, among whom stands Majestic. Marcus still stands when most others have gone, looking on as the coffin is lowered into the grave. Majestic comes across and kneels beside him.
You okay, BG? She was a special lady. I'm gonna have to let her go.
I'll never let her go.
You're a good son. Come on.
He looked like Brick James.
Who?
Slim. What size are you?
6.
Marcus's grandma hands him a battered sneaker worn to holes. He eyes it, appalled, then sniffs it.
Who do these belong to?
Your Uncle Deuce.
Dear Lord, thank you for this food. And bless it to our bodies. Amen.
Hey! Come on, man.
Grandma dishes out dinner. Marcus's plate is swiftly robbed by his bigger cousins. A plate of toast disappears before he gets a look in.
Come on, Grandma.
Come on, move over, man. Take your foot on my face. I don't have any room.
Calm your ass down.
Shut up. Come on, move over,
calm
man.
Calm your ass down.
I said, come on, man.
Calm your ass down.
Move over. Out. Sleep.
Marcus, having been kicked out of the overcrowded bed by his older cousin for demanding more room, reappears carrying a crock full of water. He carefully approaches the bed and launches the water at the sprawling figure.
What the hell?
Shit, Amos! Get your ass!
What happened?
Hey, what the hell is going on here? Look, cut it out! Look, get
him! Cut it out! Get the water on me! He's crazy, just like his damn mother.
Jennifer,
I saw it again. Mother.
Hey, get upstairs, Deuce. Come on!
Shut up! Who's your daddy, Marcus?
Get upstairs. Go on, you upstairs.
You know who your daddy is, huh?
Marcus sits resentfully on the floor as the other cousins gape or jeer at him. Marcus's grandpa rolls a put-you-up bed into a shabby utility room.
You gonna be all right here for a few years?
Yeah.
Marcus tapes a picture of one of his soul music heroes to his mirror. He stands in front of a shop window, gazing longingly at some expensive trainers. Other boys mock his shabby shoes.
Don't worry about it, Marcus. You'll get those shoes one day. Don't worry about it. They jerk.
I'll see you later.
It was time to join the family business.
What's up, man?
Jersey,
baby.
I'm
a showman.
I can tell.
Hey.
What you want?
What you got?
I got dime bags.
20.
All right, here you go.
No,
no man.
Fuck you, no. It's my corner.
All right, man. All right.
Marcus lands a powerful punch on the other kid's jaw. Several others now lay into him. A shiny car pulls to a halt, and Majestic gets out to break up the fight.
Hey. Come on.
Jake.
He's still in our corner.
Listen. Cool it.
Hey, come here.
Get up.
Matt. Get out.
Yo, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Come here. Fuck you doing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Look, you know what time it is? Huh? Where'd you get this shit? Where'd you get this shit?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, you can't tell me that. Get in the car.
You know what you are, kid? You're an entrepreneur,
just like his mama.
But you can't just go walking up on other niggas' territories like that. Respect is the most important thing in life. With respect, you go a long way. What you doing out there anyway? Still going to school? You know what you're going to get out there, don't you? It's full of long, lonely nights, hard days. Is that what you want?
I'm in it for the money.
How much you get?
Enough.
Enough? For what?
Sneakers.
Need anything else?
A gun.
What do you need a gun for?
I don't know.
I didn't know what I wanted a gun for, but I got one anyway.
What's up, little man?
What's up, man?
Looking for some heat?
Yeah, what you got?
This is what I got for you.
Marcus peers into the dealer's suitcase and pulls out a deadly-looking snub-nosed chrome pistol.
You like that Trey 5-7, huh? That's gonna run you 250.
All right. So, man.
Yo, hold up. Let me tell you something, little nigga. You get busted, you ain't get this from me.
The dealer wipes his prints off the gun. Marcus stows it in his waistband. Marcus is now grown up. People on the street get out of his way.
Gangster, that's what you're looking at. They call me Uncle Deuce.
After Tupac, everybody wanted to be a gangster rapper. And if Tupac wasn't dead, Deuce's rapping would have killed him.
I might take your bones and suck your marrow. Man, that's fucking whack, yo.
Cannibal?
Give me the damn fucking weed. Fucking marrow shit.
Cannibal bullshit.
Grandpa lets his newspaper drop, his expression desperate.
I can't take this. I'm gonna do the laundry.
Ready to pop off my deuce, cause I'm a gangster. I'm the realest shit. I'm from the Bronx, yo. Don't make me have to come up and run up on ya. Yeah, it's deuce, running this live. Yo.
Passing true. Okay, where's the detergent? Detergent, Ma? Where's the detergent?
Grandpa roots around for the detergent, but stops dead as he finds Marcus's pistol. Marcus sits up on his bed.
Why are you going through my stuff?
What?
Why are you going through my stuff?
What are you doing with a loaded gun in my house? Come back here!
I wasn't thinking straight when I went back to school that afternoon.
Marcus presents his bag for searching at the school's security check. The guard shakes out from a sock a shower of small packets of white powder. Marcus is cuffed and led away.
You'll pay a fine of $500.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Your fault, I got caught.
My fault?
If I had to hide who I was, I wouldn't have got caught.
Then who are you?
I'm in fucking hell, living in the basement. I can't even stand up straight.
You end up just like your mama.
At least mama's not here on her knees washing floors like you.
Roy, don't you speak to me like that.
I got blood in my veins. My mama ain't lived like no second-class nigga. I'm a gangster, Grandpa, and I'm proud of it.
You son
of a... Let him go, Roy.
The grandparents look on desperately as Marcus walks away. Marcus clears his basement room of his few possessions, which he stows into a black bin bag. Carrying his bin bag, Marcus trudges along a snowy street in a bleak neighborhood. Marcus is shown into a dusty factory space littered with ancient Singer sewing machines.
If you really want it, you can have it.
The skull-capped landlord leads Marcus through to a derelict office room at the rear.
Are you related to Mr. Majestic?
No.
Marcus throws his possessions onto the fold-down bed. He folds the bed into a settee, throwing up clouds of dust as he goes. He sits.
I had my own space, and I can concentrate on my dream of being a rapper.
Young Caesar, first tape, first song. Gotta get out of hell. Fire at my feet, fiends all around. Don't cross the yellow tape. Homicides in town. Homicides in town. Fire at my feet, fiends all around. Don't cross the yellow tape. Homicides in town. Homicides in town. Why the fuck I ain't write it down? Fucking hungry.
After 3 hours, I gave up my career as a rapper and went back to selling coke. Think about being a coke dealer on the corner, it was lousy pay. And if you added up all the hours and time spent waiting around, it was like minimum wage. And if you added in the time you were likely to spend in prison, it was less than minimum wage. But then one day,
baking soap,
everything changed.
Majestic cooks up cocaine over a stove. The kids look on.
See how she moves? Dance for daddy. That's right, baby. Yeah. Put in some ice. Yeah. Stir that shit up.
Fuck is that?
That's a refreshing drink. That's let that shit chill.
Majestic reaches into the Pyrex jug and pulls out a rock of crack.
Pure crystal. Now the nigga got his own drug manufacturing company, just like Merck. See this shit? This gonna take us out of the ghetto. But there are rules to the house. Number one, never leave this product in the house. Number two, get your own crew. Number three, gotta have discipline in your crew, trust. Gotta be tough on him. Number four, don't praise a nigga too much. Otherwise, he gonna think you're soft. Number five, don't show no love. Love'll get you killed. See this? It's like a bitch. You fuck a bitch, don't let a bitch fuck you. You a man, you don't need nothing, no one to get you through. But this bitch will take your soul. Y'all niggas ain't got no family. All you got is respect. Don't ever forget that. Rule number six. Don't ever take the panties off of this bitch. All right, let's get out of here.
Everybody had their own territory. Ours was right next to the Columbia.
What the fucking hell are you doing in my fucking block? What the fucking hell are you doing in my fucking block?
What are you doing in my fucking block? Eh? What the fuck are you doing in my block? What the fuck are you doing in my fucking block, I ask you?
Hey, the tough guy should out the window now, right? Get the fuck out of here.
I kill you, motherfucker.
A youth looks on admiringly as Marcus sees the Colombians off with his gun.
Hey, I like what you did back there, but if you need me to...
What?
Like, what, man?
You trying to threaten me?
No, I'm just saying if you want me to do something for you, I'll do it. He know me.
You know this nigga? Seeing him around?
Justice. What's up, boy?
Good to see you, Antoine. The last of my crew was a fat nigga named Carl, who's fast on his feet. So that was the crew. Antoine, Justice, Carl, and myself. Four niggas dedicated to one thing and one thing only. Getting paid and getting laid.
In the old factory space where Marcus has taken up residence, a party is now underway. Young gangsters smoke as young girls gyrate erotically. Marcus and his crew pass through the crowd and up into the office room.
You was pumping out there?
Huh?
Voila.
What the fuck y'all doing?
What do you look like, man?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck?
Smoking crack up in here? What the fuck's wrong with you? Get the fuck
out. It's all good, man.
Get the fuck out. Come on, let's go.
What the fuck's your problem, man? What the fuck, man? He gotta go nowhere, man.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
Calm down, nigga. You know where you at?
Sold me the shit. What the fuck your problem,
relax,
man?
Nigga.
We sell it. We don't smoke it. Get the fuck out. Come on.
Sit your little ass back down and enjoy your brew.
Nigga, this Marcus place. Don't ever disrespect this shit. What the fuck wrong with you?
All right, man.
Marcus hugs Justice, but looks unsure about his methods.
Is this the dangerous CD? This guy is ill. You don't want to battle me in the street with my hit. The things of us, but dangerous.
I need some space, because y'all are riding dangerous nuts a little too hard over here.
Street life ain't the only life I know. Bag it up, hit the block, watch the fire go. I got some green clientele, so it's sale after sale. Fire at my feet, fiends all around, across the yellow tape.
Let's go.
Why?
Yeah, I gotta go too, come on. You gotta go to work. I was always the first up. No matter how hard we partied, I made sure my crew worked twice as hard. The busiest days for us were the first and the 15th. When the welfare checks came in.
Marcus stands ironing sheaves of banknotes. He inspects a white Mercedes.
Hey, hey, man. You damaging my merchandise. Like cars?
Yeah.
You know, we could use some help around here, maybe washing cars since you like putting fingerprints on things.
Nah, I ain't washing no cars, man.
So what you want to do?
I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah? You got a license?
No.
I tell you what, get you a license, get you some money, come talk to me.
Oh, I'll get the money. Crack meant money, money meant power, and power meant war.
Yo, come in, man. Come in.
We shot the Colombians. They shot us. Crackheads robbed the Korean store so many times, poor guy went crazy. Things got so hot after the death of those innocent kids, that even Levi Cahill had to show up to the funeral. But his real intentions were to cool things down with the Colombians.
At the funeral of one of the kids, heavy hitters from both sides turn up in luxury cars. A black man with gold teeth smiles ironically at one of the Colombians.
Man, look at this nigga Odell. Man, how much money you think his motherfucking teeth worth?
100 G's, 200 G's.
Majestic eyes Odell, then turns to Levar, who's clearly Mr. Big.
I got someone I want you to meet, man.
Yo, Marcus.
Marcus breaks away from the group. The Colombians eye him. Marcus presents himself to the older man in the sharp suit and hat.
Know who this is?
How you doing, Mr. K? Yeah?
Who's this little nigga?
It's the AI employee of the month.
Yeah, he a worker B.
He looks familiar.
Remember Katrina?
Katrina.
Levar removes his shades, fixing Marcus with his beady little eyes.
You're a baby boy.
Ain't this a bitch? So you out there grinding, making some money for me, huh?
Yeah. Mr. K.O., you like a god to me.
Like a god. Son, I am God. God, Allah, Buddha. All rolled up into one big nigga.
Marcus looks suspiciously towards a white policeman.
Bravo.
Motherfucker got more shit on me. Put me away for 20 or 30 years. That's why I gotta pay him so much money.
Levar put his arms around Delgado, and just like that, the war ended.
Yes, that is it. That's what I want, right there.
Okay, ladies, this time what I want here. With Dangerous.
And how did you get involved with Dangerous?
Kid lost his chain, man. Out here in the streets, lose a chain, lose your balls. I found it, gave it back to him. That's what I do. I protect him, you know? Try to look out for him.
What about those guys?
Right there's your American dream.
Hey, yo, Marcus!
Go take a picture. All right? Dangerous.
Yeah, what's up?
Might we take a picture with you?
All right, ladies.
All right, you guys are the baddest gangsters in the city. Do your thing. Let's see what you got. That's it. Be hardcore. Hey, wonderful.
Ning.
You look this way.
Oh, all right. That's enough. We got it.
Thank you. Billy the fucking crackhead.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Come on. Yeah. Come on with me. Yeah, man. Let's go.
Get your fucking bitch ass over there,
what?
Man.
What the fuck you doing?
Come on, man. I got money. Let me
see. No, I don't take no coins, man.
I would take coins. Hell, I'd take pennies if that's all the fiend had.
Marcus fetches wads of notes from off the top of his wardrobe and throws them into a holdall. On the sidewalk beneath the L train, the second-hand car lot is spread out. Marcus walks up to the white Merc.
Back again.
He throws the bag of cash at the dealer and gets into the car.
Hey, you need anything else? Go get some dealer plates.
Marcus drives the car away, plateless. He smiles delightedly to himself as he drives. He slots a cassette tape into the dashboard player.
Oh, oh. The top is so much better than the bottom. So much better.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? I can't wait to see me in there.
I think I know why. Nigga, use a window shopper. In the jewelry store, looking at shit you came by.
What you said?
Nigga, use a window shopper.
What the fuck you said?
In the dealership, trying to get a test drive.
I kill you, nigga.
Use a window shopper. Mad as fuck, and they see me ride by.
Hey, why don't you get the fuck out of my car?
It ain't my fault you done fucked up your re-up. At the dice game, who told you pull a G up? Everybody mad when their paper don't stack right. When I come around, y'all niggas better act right. When we got the tops down, you can hear the system thump. Nigga, when we rollin', shut your block down. Quick to put a hole in the jump. Nigga, when we rollin', use a window shopper. Mad at me, I think I know why.
I had it all, but still, something was missing.
Marcus is pulled up by the coast. A family video of himself as a child and his mother running into the sea plays as if in his own memory. He sits, parked up in a vacant lot. A black Mercedes pulls in next to him. He looks round as two men get out.
I'll tell you one time, though. Don't sleep on Dangerous, though. That's all I'm saying is he's hot, so you should stick with him, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Yo, what's up?
That's cool, it's cool.
Hold on.
I just
want to
give you my tape. Demo, man, it's good, man. Check it out.
That's your ride?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
S500. Yeah. Check it out, man, you're going to like it. All right.
Where you get that fucking ride?
What do you think? Hey,
Rick,
what's the sense of getting money if there ain't nobody see?
Yo, what's up, baby?
Hey, what up?
What? Are you for real? Come on.
Think about the pussy where I'm gonna get me this
cash. I'm finna put some panties in the window so they know this is not my mom.
Whatever,
Marcus and his crew cruise the streets. They see a beautiful girl walking with a young man. Both look like students.
Look at that right there. She got her shit all open.
Hey, yo! Hey! Stuck up, bitch.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Marcus jumps out and follows her.
Drop! Charlie! Charlie!
Incredulous recognition spreads across the young woman's face.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Marcus Greer?
Yeah, what you doing around here? How you doing?
Hi.
What you doing around here?
I just came to see my mother.
We were teaching a dance class over at Charlene's old school.
Want to introduce me to your friend?
Oh, yeah, this is Destin Marcus.
What's up?
How you doing? Hi. So you hungry?
You were so shy. You didn't want to play me that song you wrote in front of me, remember?
It's a miracle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you all right?
You get a nurse?
What?
He's not working. What you do to the boy?
Huh? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, man, you okay?
I'm all right.
Usually he's driving us like slaves.
Y'all work together?
Nah, we work for him.
You the boss, Marcus?
Yeah. This is Justice. That's Carl. And you know Anton.
Yeah, man. Guan, baby. So what do you do?
I'm a gangster.
No, really, what do you do?
I'm a rapper.
Seriously, Marcus, what do you do?
I'm a gangster rapper.
Marcus is the gangstest rapper there is.
So what do you call yourself?
Young Caesar.
Still?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Justice?
Maxine.
Justice used to work here.
You still do.
So about your daddy, Charlene? Thank you.
The waitress tips Charlene a wink as she goes. Charlene sips her drink as if embarrassed. Marcus gives Justice the nod. He gets up.
She told me, your stepdad?
No, my real father.
You should let me take you out.
I should?
Yeah, you should.
Forget Levi, he's too slow. 5 minutes.
Fantastic. Marcus.
I'll give you a call. Yeah. Fuck Levi, man.
Come on, man. You see me in the window, it'll take you so long to open the door.
I was opening the door. What you got for me, babe?
It's 20,000,
man. 20,000. Need a countess?
No, you don't need the countess.
Yeah? How much you need?
Need a full bird.
Full bird?
Yeah.
Full bird. You deserve a drink. This is the hardest working nigga in drug business. Working that crew hard, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come over here, June Buck. Little Henny.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, man.
What you plan on flying a plane or something?
Nah, but you plan on driving that Mercedes you just bought.
What you talking about?
Yeah,
new
joint.
Fuck, where they out there? Fuck is this shit? Look at them all bashful and shit. You got it. Give me the money. What's this? My nigga, yeah. Oh! He got that. Come here. Take them shades off, man. Look at that shit. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga making me look good. Shit. We're going all the way to the top, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Nigga, you got your license?
Nah, dealership, please.
Because you the dealer, right? It's love. See that, Jumba? You work your ass hard? That's what your ass get.
Yeah. You be like me.
I'm big in the hood with this right now, man. Tell it. I don't even know my name no more. They calling me handsome.
Right up here, man.
Where we going?
Leave us.
Marcus drives Majestic in his Merc. In the rear of the car sits Majestic's sullen sidekick, Junebug.
Shit ain't right, man.
What?
Cops.
sitting on Levi's house like he's some kind of punk.
Fuck ain't dope.
What you think?
Sit tight, that blow.
Damn right. Let it blow over. Taught your mama how to drive. Parking lot out by the beach. Used to come out there in the winter. It was all icy and shit. She be sliding that thing all over the place.
You heard anything more about Slim?
That nigga went down south somewhere.
Tell me again what happened that night.
I told you a million fucking times already. You stop thinking about it.
The minute you see him, you're gonna let me know, right?
Listen, either stop talking about it or do something.
I'm gonna do something if I don't know where he at.
Then let him blow over.
I'm always ready with, run up in the chamber, serving slug, the NEMC that bring my name up. You catch the same ducks, and if you come in my hood, it ain't good, well, you better keep the chains.
Get up.
What?
Get up, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
What's up, bitch? All right.
Majestic joins Marcus and Charlene at a table.
Who's a girl, man?
Who's Charlene?
Charlene. Why don't you bring her backstage? Meet Dangerous, man.
We're straight right here. We're lining off a little bit.
All right, man. Do your thing, boy. All right.
Up by the stage on which Dangerous is performing, two of the Colombian drug gang notice Marcus. They push violently through the crowd towards where he sits. The hall clears. Marcus and his crew take refuge in a doorway. The Colombian gunman sways.
Who's that fucking spick, Raul?
Here, Colombia!
Get fucking out of here!
What's Carl Anton?
The Colombians escape. Marcus emerges to find Antoine badly wounded on the floor.
I'm all right.
Just,
right.
I'm sorry,
I'll get an ambulance.
Back.
Forget about that. Just bring the car, man.
The crew, along with numerous police officers, wait around in what appears to be a hospital. Marcus comes to sit by Charlene.
Doctor say he don't make it.
Put your arm around me.
Charlene leans into Marcus's shoulder.
You want me to take you home?
I don't want to go home. Can you turn
the
light on?
It's grimy in here right now. Clean in my room.
Oh, I can see why you wouldn't turn the light on.
Watch your step.
Charlene picks her way through boxes of half-eaten pizza all over the floor. She steps up into Marcus's office bedroom. She looks around as he attempts to tidy things up a bit.
You like where James?
No. Is this okay for you?
Yes, thank you.
She slips off her jacket. He looks on appreciatively. Charlene picks up a framed photo of Marcus's mother.
Your mother was so beautiful.
She picks up another frame.
That's me and you.
Yeah.
I can't believe you framed this. Young Caesar. Don't go. You remember the words to that song?
What song?
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time. Could I be your best friend? If you'll promise you'll be mine.
If I was your best friend,
I want you around all the time, best friend. Girl, I'm gonna make you my best friend. I remember.
I've been thinking about that song for 10 years. Sing some more.
First we get to talking, then we get to touching. If we get past the phone games, we'll be kissed like the French do, put my tongue in your ear. Do it like the dogs do a girl and pull on your hair.
Did you know what that meant back then?
Nah.
My stepdad did. Are you my best friend?
More than that.
They kiss. She wraps her legs around his waist. He removes his jacket and lifts her gently towards the fold-up bed. Antoine lies in a hospital bed surrounded by the other crew members. Marcus approaches with Charlene.
Hey, yeah. What up?
Hey.
What's up? Spinal cord. He ain't gonna walk no more. Who told you that? Doctor told you that? Yeah.
Marcus glances at Charlene and looks down gravely. Charlene crosses to Antoine and takes his hand.
Let's go take care of this shit now. Oh, we're gonna take care. He can't walk. Can't walk no more. Look at him, man. He's crying all night and shit.
Oh, I don't wanna hear that shit. Send a
message. Damn, man. You can't swim. You can't even do this fucking shit.
Aye, aye, aye.
Charlene.
What's up?
I gotta go handle something.
What?
I gotta go handle some business.
It's not gonna make him walk again, Marcus.
Hey.
Marcus punches his heart and leaves. Nighttime, a car drives past a group of young men outside a brightly lit corner store. Marcus sits in the rear passenger seat. Justice up front checks the clip of a powerful handgun.
Is that clean?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Majestic.
Justin cool with this?
Yeah.
They cruise past a knot of long-haired Colombians.
Pull over to the left.
I got a good feeling about this shit.
There's four of them.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Let's go home.
Go. Give me the gun.
Huh?
Give me the gun. Fuck.
Marcus grabs the pistol and strides towards the Colombians.
Don't fucking do it.
Having kneecapped the man who shot Antoine, Marcus dashes back to the car. They drive off.
As a country in narcotics traffic at the same time as we're spending countless dollars in this country to try to get rid of this problem, it's mind-boggling.
So, in 1987, Oliver North was investigated for his role in a cold war operation.
All right.
Marcus nods in reply to Charlene, who sits on the couch watching the TV. Justice rifles through a pile of CDs. Marcus sits down next to Charlene.
Breaking up.
Carol takes the hint.
It's time for bed, huh?
What happened?
Nothing.
Don't lie to me. I've blown your shoes. Maybe this life isn't for me. Did you kill him?
No. I should have.
Men hide their emotions. You bury yours, Marcus.
You and I'm me, Charlie.
Sachets of white powder are shaken from CD cases.
The cops didn't find that gun they came looking for. They found something else instead.
What's this? That's just shit.
My shit. Why would I keep my shit here?
You fucked, man.
And that shit ain't ours. What the fuck, man?
The Colombian peers into Marcus's holding cell.
Never seen him before.
All right, y'all, settle down. Listen up. Pay attention.
My respect has been taken from me. Who authorized the Colombian hit?
Levar eyes the assembled gangsters from beneath the brim of his sumptuous Homburg. The young men shuffle evasively. Marcus glances at Justice.
Without getting too biblical and shit, violence only begets more violence. It does not beget more money, which is the reason I thought we were all here in the first fucking place. Now I'm going away for a short period of time to pay a political debt to our illustrious police department. And while I'm away, I don't want no fucking drama. On our streets, about anything, by anyone that's going to draw heat or attention to us in any way, unless you have my fucking permission. Is there any nigga here in Pelham Hall that is unclear about what the fuck I just said? Good.
Odell, the man with the gold teeth, comes closer and leans in to receive Levar's whispered instructions.
So now, for all you hearing impaired motherfuckers, while Levar's down, I'm number one. So now if you have any problems, come see me. Marcus, come here.
Marcus gets up and crosses over to him, catching Majestic's eye as he goes.
Well then, my brothers.
Now, next time you have a problem, you come see me. See, now you don't have to take the fall for this bullshit.
Cops, when they planted this shit.
Nah, they didn't. We know who's doing what. See, now be careful who you let in your house. Because someone close to you is using.
Marcus is at the head of a queue of men at a counter. They hand in their shoes and their jewelry, which is bagged up for safekeeping. The crowd of men, now naked, pass through into a communal shower room. A group of them move under the jets of hot water.
Being real cheap on the soap, and y'all can turn the water up a little bit in here.
Marcus, under the shower jets, looks suspiciously towards the knot of prison guards in the doorway and then to the Latino man over to his right. The Latino man produces a knife and runs at Marcus, slashing his upper arm. The men form a tight knot in one corner. Several of them seem to be laying into Marcus, while one appears to be trying to protect him. Chaos ensues as the men slip every which way on the wet tiles. Marcus seems to be pounding the head of one of his attackers against the hard floor. The guards now rush in and with their truncheons start viciously beating the man who initially tried to save Marcus. Marcus is shackled on the floor next to the other man.
You saved my life.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. This way, keep going.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Looked like you needed saving. What's your name?
Marcus.
Bama, nice to meet you.
You from Alabama?
Nah, North Carolina.
North Carolina? So why they call you Bama?
And my folks calling me Lina.
Marcus is led by guards down bleak brick prison corridors. At the end of the line is a tiny, shabby cell. The guard pushes Marcus brutally onto the bed. As the door slams, total darkness falls. Marcus's face appears from the blackness. He sits, eyes tight shut. At the clang of the prison bars, his eyes open. He looks around. The footsteps approach his cell door, and his eyes are drawn to the slot at the base of the door. Marcus watches as a razor blade is dropped through the slot. He bends down and carefully picks it up. He looks up towards the door, his eyes full of pain.
Somebody wanted me to kill myself. Thought about it. Thought about my mother. I was in a tomb just like her. And I had to find a way out. I went forward, made my mark. It was either express myself or die. I know I did a lot of bad things in my life. But from that moment on, I decided to tell the truth. And I wasn't gonna back down.
Marcus uses the blade to carve on the wall the words, "The motherfucker." Junebug strolls past the police car outside Levar's house and draws a gun.
Levar was not expecting things to change. But after the shooting, he wasn't gonna pay a little political debt. He was gonna pay with his life. Majestic set him up and blamed it all on Odell.
This nigga been working for the Colombians. Betrayed Levar, cost us money. Now how he gonna pay?
Let's pay him in diamonds and gold.
Right, motherfucker. Them shiny-ass motherfucking teeth.
Majestic takes from Junebug a large monkey wrench and looks at Odell, who is suspended by his tied arms.
I can't trust you. Are you working with the Colombians?
Majestic has singled out Justice, who steps forward reluctantly.
Nigga, you the one set up Levar, nigga. That was you who set up Levar, nigga. Come on, man. Oh, shoot, I said I'll leave off. Oh, shoot.
Everybody relax. We're all friends.
Leave off, fuck your bitch.
A lot of mouth.
Oh, fuck your bitch, nigga. Leave off, fuck Katrina.
Majestic has placed a plastic bag over Odell's head. The gangsters stand around horrified. Justice smokes a rock of crack. Majestic unwraps a new cane tipped with a gold jaguar.
Majestic began his rise to the top, and Dangerous crowned it all with a song.
Up in the NYC, they call me K-I-N-G. Watch your back, nigga, you got to hit a bullet for your team.
People got shot. People disappeared, and Majestic felt like nobody could touch him.
A plastic-shrouded body is dropped into a dumpster.
Yeah. Like, turn my music, like, turn up my headphones a little bit, son. What up? Yo, Majestic, you. What up, baby? Yeah. It's like this, come on. Niggas that pull a heat and get shook. Die on these streets, you can't look weak. Niggas will lay you down 6 feet. And when you lay down, you keep an eye open when you sleep. We took the food out your belly, nigga. How you gonna eat? You won't beat. You can find me on the block.
See you in the morning.
And I'ma nice. Squeeze off round and watch them slugs pitch a headpiece. We run these streets with murderers and gangsters meet. Black skull, nigga, we pour the ice and go straight out your teeth up in the NYC.
Dangerous, in the booth of the recording studio, is shocked into silence by the arrival of the Colombians. He watches through the glass as they take control of the sound desk.
Now you listen, gangster. Listen. Where is Majestic? Tell Majestic we go.
In the prison, Bama talks to Marcus.
You know, I ain't never trusted folks. See, where I grew up, there's a whole bunch of little jealous cats. They used to be mad because I was light-skinned, you know. They used to grab me after school when I was in first grade and be like, smack him and watch him turn red. So I got me a screwdriver and started carrying that with me to school. They ain't smack me no more. What's wrong with you, man?
I just want to kill somebody.
Who?
Anybody.
There's a whole lot of anybodies in the world, man.
You know, I had this image in my head of Rick James killing my mama. I mean, I know Rick James didn't kill my mama. He just favored this dude named Slim, you know.
What you got in your head now?
All kinds of images.
The walls of Marcus's cell are now covered in lyrics.
Up, went up, that's when it rains and pours, and usually goes down over money and hard. But little homie, in my hood, when it rains and pours. This is real, little homie, when it rains and pours. Tall tips and talents, when it rains and pours. Get caught in little showers, just because niggas ain't playing, when it rains and pours.
The Colombians hit back at Majestic by cutting off his supply of drugs. Eventually, just like Levi, Majestic had to go shake hands with Delgado. But neither were happy about it.
One shot, one kill, what's the deal? Yeah, what's the deal? Listen, little homie, when it rains, it pours. Hollow tips and talents, when it rains, it pours. We caught in late showers, just because. Niggas ain't playing, when it rains, it pours. Niggas get set up, it's when it rains, it pours. End up wet up.
You need a manager.
In my hood when it rains it pours. Ain't nothing changed. Niggas doing the same old shit. Them new hollow tips and them same old clips. And the projects.
These folks filling you, man. Come
on, man, let me get my house.
Let me be your manager.
Man, let me be in my house. Stop playing this shit.
Damn, this shit hot, man.
The whole prison is singing Marcus's rap.
You look good.
Thank you. I did it for you. Did you miss me?
Yeah, miss you.
Yeah? How about you? How you doing?
I'm cool. Staying to myself. I ain't been doing much talking.
You always have so much to say in your music. How come you quiet now?
It's a different part of the brain.
Part you never let anyone see.
I'll let you see.
Do you love me?
You know I love you.
Are you still in love with me, though?
Yes.
I'm pregnant.
You sure?
Yeah.
You gonna keep it?
Charlene nods.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, what about your career? I just know you love dancing. You won't be able to dance.
I can always dance for you.
He strokes her cheek and smiles. She kisses his hand. Marcus sits alone in his prison cell.
Yo, Marcus. I'm out, man.
You
out? Yeah, if you're ever in Cleveland, you look me up, all right?
Take care.
It is now Marcus's turn to be released.
Turns out, I didn't have to go to Cleveland to meet with Bama.
Yo!
Yo,
all right, sir.
Bama looks on at the prison gate. Marcus, however, hooks up with Justice and then with Majestic.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I want you to be my number two, man.
I'm out the game, man. No.
You're out of your mind, you know that.
Gonna rap.
Justice, talk to your boy, man. He talked about he wants to be a rapper.
Rapper? Yeah, I was writing music while I was in there. Bama.
So they let the big old black buzzard out, huh?
Yeah.
They don't know what they did. Shake up the world.
Who this nigga?
My manager.
First of all, I ain't nobody's nigga. I'm his manager, okay?
Marcus.
Chill, relax, yo.
Get in the car,
Shut
man.
The fuck up, relax. Nigga.
Hey, relax, man, who the fuck you talking to?
Just relax, man.
You don't know me.
Relax.
You all right, man?
Yeah, it's cool.
Junebug squares up to Bama.
See, you got that little Napoleon thing going on. I'm gonna be in the car. If you need me for anything.
Marcus has got into Majestic's car.
You all right?
I just want to just do my thing.
You know, if you get out that chair, Junebug gonna sit in it. You know that, don't you?
I need to watch my back.
Majestic looks uncomfortable. Marcus gets out.
You know you like family to me, don't you?
Junebug gets in.
What's up? He's rolling with LeVar.
Why don't you let me deal with that?
Shut the fuck up. Whatever we do, gotta be sensible about it.
Yo, man, now that we out the game, how we gonna eat?
We gonna eat. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, management gonna handle all of that.
Management?
Bama, in a smart hat, drives Marcus and Justice, who sits in the back looking skeptical and pulling his baseball cap sideways.
What are you doing back there?
What?
What you back there fidgeting from?
It's your car, but yeah, be still.
Justice smiles wryly at Bama. Bama continues driving calmly. He casts a quizzical look at Justice in his rearview mirror.
Moving again.
What?
There you go, you're still at it, man. You're still fidgeting. I don't like people moving behind me, sitting behind me and shit. You gonna sit back there, you gotta sit the fuck still. I don't like that shit.
This motherfucker's crazy, man.
Bama pulls over suddenly. All three get out of the car. Marcus gets between Bama and Justice.
Hey, I just wanna talk to him. What? I just wanna have a word with him.
Talk to him, Mark.
No, why is he moving around in my back seat? It's like, man, a motherfucker fidgeting in your car. You shoot first and you ask questions later.
Shoot?
You shoot first and you ask questions later.
You just met him.
He fidgeting, man. I'm right about him. I'm always right. It's like when I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong.
Marcus looks curiously at Bama.
That makes sense. Come on. Say that again. Come on.
It's like when I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I could have been right, so I'm still right because I could have been wrong, you know? And I'm sorry because I could be wrong right now. I could be wrong right now, but I'm right.
Marcus and Charlene gaze at a sunset beach.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I used to come here with my moms when I was young.
In a bedroom, Charlene fetches something from a drawer. Marcus sits wearing headphones and rocking to the rhythm.
After the baby's born, we gonna get our own place? Mm. Promise?
Yeah.
Can we get rid of him?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Charlene rips down a Soul Star pinup. At the hospital.
Hi. Thank you.
Marcus's grandparents present Charlene with a teddy bear.
How is little Antoine?
He's doing pretty good over there.
You call him Antoine?
Mm-hmm.
After me.
My little rude boy. Antoine.
Antoine cuddles the baby.
Nah, nigga, I don't know. I don't know who got you. I don't know who stabbed you. I don't know who shot you. I don't know who cut you. I don't know who robbed you. But you think I know, cause you know how my squad do. Nowadays, niggas snitching so much in the street that you gotta talk to them like they the police. Nah.
And you say you got this from who?
Dangerous.
Dangerous gave you this contract.
Yeah, I fucking told you that. I don't know who
hit the studio and popped the name. So this is some slave-ass contract. The same contract he's under. You sure you didn't get this from Majestic?
The fuck you trying to say?
I think I'm saying it.
Nigga, you don't make no decisions. This is on Marcus.
I ain't signed that motherfucking contract. I ain't a bitch like you. I ain't going out like that. Me? I don't play them kind of motherfucking games.
Touch on your answer, man.
Nah, I don't know your little punk ass sweet. Dangerous in the booth, but not in the streets.
You a Jehovah's Witness, nigga. Your daddy a doctor in Riverdale, nigga. You ain't from the hood.
This can get me killed. He is talented.
Talk that shit. You don't live that shit, boy.
We gotta stop this from getting out there. Wait.
As Marcus, in the sound booth of the recording studio wearing headphones, continues his rapping, Dangerous sits in the rear of a limo looking worried. By Charlene's bedside, a pair of hands move in and pick up baby Antoine. Charlene wakes, looking worried to see that the man holding her baby is Majestic.
Life is precious. Tell Marcus to apologize. It's best for everyone.
Majestic winks threateningly and carefully hands the baby to Charlene. She looks towards him, her eyes full of a mixture of fear and resentment.
Motherfucker touched my kid. Nobody touched my family. I want security 24/7.
Done. Look, Marcus, man, I'm sorry. I don't know how he knew.
I'm gonna kill him.
Bama offers Marcus the pistol he is holding.
Nah, not that way. I'm humiliating. Bring him to me. Let's see what he's got.
Justice stares at Marcus in blank disbelief. Marcus is back in the recording booth.
It's on now, nigga! Welcome to hell. My hood, there's no telling what to do to you. Across the street from Lucifer, he saw me toast.
Man, who's he talking about?
Stupid nigga, you
nigga, turn around and push the button.
If start to flame, you'll be losing your brain. And your boss is a bitch. He snitched on Lever. June Bugs fucking flunky, I don't trust him either. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Hit your piggy by the toe. Click, clack, bow. Officer down.
He ain't gonna like that.
You know what? Meeny, fuck meeny, Majestic.
Hit your piggy by the toe. Click, clack, bow. Officer down. And your boss is a bitch, man.
This song's about you. Click, clack, pow, officer down.
He the fucking snitch.
From this day on, he ain't nothing to me. Nothing. End it. And get rid of the manager, too.
I don't want to get anybody killed, man.
Majestic dismisses Justice, Dangerous, and Junebug with a mean look. A man sits eating at the counter of a diner. A car draws up outside. The man looks around. Next to him is sitting Bama. Bama reveals the gun on the counter by his own plate. The man gestures away the two hoods getting out of the car. Bama levels the gun at the man and exits through the back door of the diner.
Since Majestic couldn't get to us, He made sure we couldn't get a record deal.
It's young Caesar.
Bama and Marcus violently forced off the premises of a record company by three security guards.
Fuck, man. Shit is crazy, man. They're trying to shut us down.
Fuck it. Why don't we just go back to doing what we do best?
I can't do that.
I ain't talking about crack. I got something else in mind.
And that's when I made the biggest mistake of my life.
I'm telling you, Colombians are like clockwork, man. They got a nice little setup to take care of their little paper problems, so we ain't got to worry about no 5-0 or nothing like that, you know? Because these cats ain't trying to draw no attention to themselves. See, just like clockwork, Delgado.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we going to do it.
So what you think, man?
This is a robbery.
Mm-hmm.
We going to go in there, we going to do what we got to do, and we ain't going to hurt nobody.
For real, man. Base loca, basa.
What the fuck is that?
It's Spanish.
You don't know no motherfucking Spanish.
Que sera, sera, man.
What the fuck is que sera? What the fuck are you talking about?
Let that shit ride, man.
In the rear of the Colombian moneylending shop featured at the start of the movie, a man stashes notes in a safe. A woman looks at the CCTV screen, grabs a pump-action shotgun and goes to a metal door. She peers through the spy hole, seeing Marcus peering back. Marcus drives down a steep street in his white Merc. Antoine, in his wheelchair, spins along, signaling to him. The masked figure waiting for Marcus with his gun drawn is Justice. Marcus lies on the roadway looking up the barrel of the gun. Justice pulls down his mask and brings the gun closer.
I thought I heard my mother call my name. Turned out it was my grandma. That's what saved my life.
Marcus!
I told you.
Don't never betray me. Never.
Show no love.
Love will get you killed.
You have a gift. You're a poet. Don't let nobody take that from you.
Baba!
Catch a nigga by the throat.
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time. Could I be your best friend?
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
My best. Marcus! Marcus! Marcus!
Marcus! Marcus! Marcus! Call an ambulance!
Fuck the ambulance.
Marcus, shot in the mouth, is transported to hospital in a flatbed truck.
No. Wait the shit! Wait! He's gone!
I died in the back of that truck.
A huge firework display lights the sky. Marcus's mother, in the uniform of a waitress, admires the show from a restaurant window. She suddenly collapses as if going into violent labor.
What happened? What happened?
He's gone! He's not breathing!
What happened to him?
Okay.
No pulse. You ready, Joe? That's those things right there?
Pulse.
Sure.
Breathe now. Breathe. Breathe.
Okay. Clear.
Push. Push.
I can't.
Clear. No. Nothing. Okay.
Push.
All right, his eyes are open. All right.
He's here. My baby, can he's fine.
He's just fine. He's just fine. He's just fine. You're taking it.
Come on, Marcus, stay strong, man. Stay strong.
Come on, watch his head.
Fight. Stay strong, man.
Marcus, pulled back from the jaws of death, is wheeled into the hospital by the paramedics.
No, no.
hurt them.
Look, they threw a party for your birthday, Marcus.
Katrina and baby Marcus are wheeled out of the restaurant amid waving crowds. The lights go on in the operating theater.
Four-year-old kid, drive-by shooting. One bullet, he dies. This guy, riddled with bullets, gonna live.
Roll the dice. Yeah, his wife.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriend, whatever. She told me she doesn't want us to perform a tracheotomy.
Why?
I guess he's a singer.
Rapper.
I can't find a bloody remote. Where's the remote?
You need to eat something. There's blood on your shoes.
Is there gold down there? I can walk. What are you doing in the station?
As the surgeons work away, pulling fragments of lead from a wound in Marcus's abdomen, he seems to be having visions of his friends and family. Under the arc lights, Marcus sits up eerily as if pulled up by wires. Charlene stands by his bedside, looking down. Tubes and bandages half cover Marcus's face. His eyes open and he smiles up. Junebug opens Majestic's door to Justice.
What you got in the bag? You want something?
Good job.
Justice approaches Majestic and cockily presents the bag of cash.
Where'd you get this?
Robert.
Where's Marcus?
He's dead.
He ain't dead.
What?
He ain't fucking dead.
And I shot him like 9 times.
Shot him 9 times.
Majestic unsheaths his vicious sword stick and stabs Justice with appalling violence. Marcus is wheeled out of the hospital by Bammer and Carl. Charlene waits at the car. At a flat by the pleasure beach, Marcus is helped out of the car. Another car pulls in behind the Merc.
I had 9 bullets in me, and Dangerous had a number one hit.
The window of the flat overlooks the wintry beach. A man in a wheelchair sits on the sand. Marcus puts aside a syringe and a phial of what appears to be a legitimate opiate. He picks up a can of liquid nourishment with a straw in it and inserts this painfully into his mouth. His teeth seem to be held together by thick wire braces. In the misty garden, wrapped up against the cold, Carl pushes baby Antoine in a swing while Bammer and Charlene cook at a barbecue.
I feel like I'm losing him. He's giving up.
Marcus, lying on the sofa, signals to Charlene with a knock. She moves through from the kitchen, picking up a file as she comes. She hands it to him, and he busies himself with a syringe. She gives him a sidelong look and moves over to the window.
Is this it? This. This place, this life. Is this it for us?
He looks at her intently.
Lonely, Marcus. I know you're in pain. You always had pain. And I understood. Because when I used to look at you, it was like looking in the mirror. Thought I knew you. But when I look at you, all I see is a weak person. I feel sorry for your son. He's just another little black boy with nobody to look up to.
I don't want him to see you like this.
Tears roll down Marcus's cheeks. He looks down. Marcus gets up and goes into the kitchen. He grabs several files of his medicine and throws them into the sink. Picking up a chopping board, he uses the edge to smash the files.
What are you doing?
Anything.
What?
I can do without anything.
You can do without anything?
He moves away, round a corner, and stands, his eyes full of pain. Charlene comes to stand behind him, looking imploringly at him.
Can you do without me? Can you do without little Antoine? Talk to me. Say something.
She pulls him around to face her. He looks at her, seemingly blankly. Charlene moves away. Marcus's face registers anguish. She has hold of the baby now and is wrapping him in a blanket. She seems to hesitate by the front door, then leaves as Marcus comes back into the main room of the flat. She carries the baby to the car. Marcus limps after her.
Charlie! Charlie! Sorry.
She turns and embraces him. His eyes flood with love. Back inside the flat, Charlene holds up a mirror and grimaces as Marcus uses pliers to pick away the wires holding his jaw shut. The last wire removed, he opens his mouth wide and flexes his jaw.
Hold her out some more.
For
what?
She places her finger onto his tongue.
Is that the fragment?
He nods and closes his mouth gently around her finger. They smile at each other and begin to kiss. Naked now, they kiss more passionately. He rolls her over. He moves down, kissing her midriff. She closes her eyes and writhes in pleasure. He kisses her back. She appears to climax and holds him close. He now lies on his back, clutching her gently to his chest.
Whoop your head, boy. The back of the steel, whoop your head, boy. Your cap could get peeled, whoop your head, boy. Your ass could get killed. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. There's four niggas riding strapping Grandpa's Cadillac. Stop, stop.
You sound like I'm slurring?
Yeah, a little bit. It's the best one we got, though.
Type that.
Marcus eases the pain with a baby's teething toy.
All right, let's do it again.
I'm up early in the morning. Trying to make a move, we coming in when you shorty take your little one to school. Even though she caused the drama, you love your baby mama. I hit her with the llama to get this cake. Give us the coke, the cash, the combo to the safe. Or she don't know it, damn, okay, we'll wait. You can pray for a miracle.
What's wrong?
Your voice don't sound the same.
It's better. It's got more pain in it.
For really?
Keep going, baby.
I whoop your head, boy. The back is steel. I whoop your head, boy. your cap, you get peeled off with your head, boy. I'm up early in the morning, trying to make a move. Coming in when you're shorty, take your little one to school. Even though she caused the drama, you love your baby mama. I hit her with the llama to get this cake. I whoop your head, boy. I whoop your head, boy. Top feels so much better than the bottom. So much better.
Nigga, use the window shopper. You mad at me? I think I know why. Nigga, use a window shopper in the jewelry store, looking at shit you can't buy. Nigga, use a window shopper in the dealership, trying to get a test drive. Nigga, use a window shopper, mad as fuck when you see me ride by.
Summertime, white Porsche Carrera is milky. I'm on the grind, let my paper stack, but I'm filthy. It's funny how niggas get the screw facing at me. Anyhow, they ain't got the heart to get at me. I get down south side the hood that I come from. So I don't cruise through nobody hood without my gun. They know the kid ain't going for all that bullshit. Try and stick me, I'm a little for full clip. Everybody mad when their paper don't stack right. But when I come around, y'all niggas better act right. When we got the tops down, you can hear the system stomp. Nigga, when we rollin', shut your block down. Quick to
Who's
put a
daddy,
hole
Frank?
In the chump. Nigga,
huh?
When we rollin'.
Who's your dad?
Under the previous track, Marcus has been producing a CD which his crew have been selling on the streets. A boy has been putting flyers on car windscreens announcing a live gig by Young Caesar at Pelham Hall.
You have to go back?
Yeah. Some things I need answers to.
How to die like a man and live like a coward.
Levar is allowed through prison bars into the visiting room. Marcus sits on the other side of the glass.
Majestically loved your mama. One day he came to me and asked if there was anything between me and your mother, and I lied to him. But told him I was only trying to protect her. It was far more than that. Your mama didn't want to take my family life from me. But she gave me. I took it all. In the end, I didn't protect them. Sometimes, I feel like I killed them myself. When I first saw you, you was a little baby. I couldn't even look you in the eye.
What'd you say?
First time in my fucking life, I fell to my knees and I prayed to God and nothing happened. So I prayed to your mama and asked her to forgive me and to talk to God for me, to bring it back. I don't deserve you.
Rocks that I cop from proceeds from the spot. I got the energy to win. I'm full of adrenaline, play the curve and get nauseous. Watching the spinner spin, I make plans to make it a prisoner of the state. Now I can invite your ass out to my estate. Them hollow tips bent me up, but I'm back in shape. Pour Cristal in the blender, make a protein shake.
He's coming, y'all. Our own Young Caesar is coming back to Pelham Hall, July 4th, 8 p.m. Beat it.
Things in my life. So I hustle, maybe get in my way while I'm trying to get mine, and I want you, I don't care who you are.
Majestic sits surrounded by Junebug and other sidekicks, many of whom are singing along to Marcus's music. Majestic sends a burning glare towards Junebug, who gets up and pushes his way through to the DJ's turntable.
When a nigga flip, I could crack in the way.
Gotta turn this shit the fuck off. What you want me to do? I got this man in the back shot.
A crowd demonstrate with placards reading Stop the Drugs War outside Pelham Hall. Delgado phones Majestic.
Do you have any control over your neighborhood?
Don't fucking worry about nothing, all right?
You're gonna let him play this concert?
Don't you worry too much, Mira.
Man, listen to this.
You respect my neighborhood.
At his grandparents' house, Marcus is helped by Charlene into a bulletproof vest. He puts his shirt over the top of this and then picks up his toddler son. His grandparents and cousins all look on, worried but also with admiration.
Does he have to do this?
I think he does.
Bama comes onto the porch where Antoine sits with a gun.
Antoine, remember you keep him covered, all right? All right. So what's happening, man?
Bye, Nan.
Last time I saw your mother, she was saying goodbye in that front room.
You leave enough protection here?
Hey, y'all gonna be all right.
Yeah, well, this one is legally owned.
If it comes down to it, I got a knife in that drawer. That's all I know. That's all any mother knows.
I'll be okay, Nan.
You can't take that from a person being a protector. That's all any man or woman is at the end of the day anyway, is a protector. Protector of a child who will one day die. Marcus, when I look in your eyes, I don't know what you're thinking. And you've been like that since you were 12, since the day your mama died.
I'll be okay.
No. You will not be all right, Marcus.
I love you, Nana.
Marcus leaves, patting his grandpa on the shoulder as he goes. The family remains sitting dejectedly. Fireworks explode above Pelham Hall. A crowd has gathered. Inside, Marcus sits on the stage. Majestic bursts in with his entourage.
Where you going?
Easy. No guns, no arms. We come in peace.
Majestic permits Carl to frisk him.
Right, his friends here, right? Everybody just relax. Have a word in private with you, man.
Marcus nods. Majestic swaggers slowly towards him.
You really want to go through with this? You want to go out there and just me, my own hood? My own people.
You know I can't let you do that, Marcus.
Here's what I can do. I'll let you come out there, take a picture with me, show some respect.
No.
I said no. Just like me.
Rule number 5. Show no love. Love will get you killed.
No, I really love your mom. Give me a hug, man. But you know, before she died, I fucked her. And then I killed her.
Marcus launches himself forward, pinioning Majestic to the floor. He gets him by the throat and squeezes. Majestic goes for Marcus's eyes, then headbutts him. Marcus is now on his back. They are each strangling the other. Marcus repeatedly smashes Majestic's head on the dance floor. Bama pulls Marcus away and screams at him.
He just fucking hit you! Stop the fucking assault! Like this! Now you know I sent you! Get the fuck up! I can't hear shit! Marcus, calm the fuck down! Start the fucking show! Start the show!
Get back, man.
I didn't mean to hurt you, man. I love that. I love you, man. I love you.
Let's do this.
I
Marcus walks away, but Majestic chases after him with his sword stick drawn. Bama coolly spins around and fells Majestic with a single shot.
You kill me, Marcus. Come on, man. You do it. Come on.
Marcus passes through a door which Bama closes after him. At the sound of the shot, Marcus stops and looks down sadly. Bama has finished Majestic off with two shots to the head. Marcus looks at himself in the mirror.
I've been looking for my father all my life. I realized I was looking for myself. I felt like I was walking away from the old me. And a new me was being born.
Marcus walks out from the wings onto the stage of the Pelham Hall. He opens his arms to the cheering crowd. He then unstraps his body armor and lets it fall. In his vest now, he opens his arms once more. He then peels the vest off his muscular tattooed torso and throws it into the crowd.
What's up? America got a thing for this gangster shit. You love me? Black chocolate, black scully, leather belly belly. I take spit on rainbow shit.
The end.
On my tray handle. The women in my life bring confusion to shit. So like Nino and New Jack, I'll cancel that bitch.